Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to create
a
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka.
So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this?
We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Call on Heifeld and say, what song do you want to hear live on the air? One's wife said, I need Crocs.
2.5 million.
I'm voting for Saul, guys. No, you did that joke last week. You did it last week.
Ah, fuck you. So I told it last week.
So there's a company in, it's an international company, yeah. Manscaped, right?
Yeah.
So they reached out to us last year. They're like, listen, because they are
You're
like...
You're wearing a t-shirt then?
Yes.
That's what it means,
Manscaped.
Last year?
So they're a grooming company for males, right? Mm. So they reached out to us. They're like, listen, we want to penetrate the African market. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for the biggest podcast in Africa. Lo and behold, who's the biggest?
Yeah, it's us.
So reach out to us. We did a campaign with them, or a live read, or whatever it is.
I remember.
I think it was the DJ Fresh episode.
We're still at Coast Lady's house.
No. We had moved.
Manscaped.
There was time, actually.
There was a time we did a Manscaped thing at the house, at the bench.
So they did it, trying to test the market. And they didn't get the value that they wanted, right?
Okay.
So the sales team reached out to them again, and now they're giving us a final chance.
Oh.
They're like, guys, if we don't see any units moving from Africa after this episode.
Africa or South Africa, I'm assuming.
Yeah, mainly South Africa.
Mainly South Africa. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Because the thing is, if we see units moving, then they will continue to sponsor the podcast.
I see.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I see.
Because they sponsor a lot of podcasts. Like, if you're a podcast fan, you know Manscaped. Like, they're all over the world, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Mm. So, we really need the chillers to pull through on this one. I mean, like, Ghost Lady, even you must buy one.
I must buy one.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me simple, man. Here's the thing, right? Gents, how many times does a girl say, before I give you a blowjob or suck your dick, you must shave your pubes and your...
That's mandatory. Every man should be shaving.
Manscaped is mandatory. Ah. Thank you. So, to sum it down to the layman, this is basically to take care of you down there and you get the head. There's nothing worse than sometimes you and I stand... Or it's a first time and they need to spell it out for you that shave before I go down on you.
100%. And Manscaped has the lawnmower 4.0. So you had one. Okay. I gave it to you. How was it?
Ozan Bafan. Ozan. Are you getting
Wait. So actually, who's got hair down there right now?
They don't know your face. Yeah, we'll shave you. We'll shave you.
Take the mic and shave right now to see.
Yes.
Lot more of this thing.
We'll give you a mic. We'll give you
fun.
I'm closing my eyes.
On a serious note, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Ooh. Manscaped just launched an SA with their fourth-generation trimmer and the Lawnmower 4.0. That's the one you're holding right now.
So this is the Lawnmower 4.0?
Yes.
It shaves pubes and over school point.
You know, don't tell my daughter this, but I actually shaved her head with it because my ash couldn't be found. So I used it to shave her head. It worked.
You shaved your girl's head with this. But it was the first time you used it.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't shave your pubes.
You used face.
No. Oh. So join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off with the code MACG at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. So ladies, if
and
your man...
Yeah, they'll thank you while they're getting sucked.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, shame on. Oh, shame on. Oh, man. Ooh, y'all need to leave me, boy.
So, ladies, if your man's birthday's coming up soon,
exactly.
Make sure you get him Manscaped 4.0, the lawnmower. They've also got the trimmer as well. This is the trimmer and the weed packer as well. So, this is for the ears and the nose.
Whoa, you can... Nose, it's in your nostrils,
yeah,
the hair.
100%.
Nose hairs, yeah.
Yeah, this is the
nose hairs.
Yeah, man.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put it...
Danzo.
And how easy was
so
it when you were shaving?
So you can the hairs of Naga. The nostrils of Naga.
No, thank God he doesn't have. So, but yeah.
Oh, how do you know he doesn't have?
So yeah, guys, if you want to see the podcast grow so we can keep delivering good content for you guys, make sure you support Manscaped because they do want to sponsor us. They just need to see some value. That's what
it is. Yeah, if you want to see the podcast grow and your pubes not grow, it's the one.
What did you choose?
You can get 20% off with the code MACG at manscaped.com.
Nice.
Wow. Also, before we start the show, I got to let you know that some people are okay with something. They'll watch something, listen to something, read something, or achieve something. Don't let that be you. Get the connection that gives you everything. Go to access.co.za and select Telkom Uncapped LTE to get simple and easy LTE connectivity that's affordable without any fixed line installation needed. You don't even need new equipment. Just pop in the SIM and your current LTE router to get Uncapped LTE at just 299 rands for 2 months. That's 299 rands for 2 months. Access your Uncapped internet connectivity today. Make sure you get it and make sure you subscribe to Podcast and Chill. Forget something and get everything. Access internet your way. Who are you screaming at, dog?
Bulo.
Who's that, my man?
Bulo's a producer.
Ah.
You don't know.
Bulo, you're working with Bulo.
Bulo's my boy. He's my friend, man. What do you
boy,
mean?
Boy, yo, Bulo's amazing. Do you know Bulo?
I don't know.
You don't Bulo. Know Bulo?
Yes, that's his
Bulo's
good.
My friend, man.
Which songs
yeah,
did
he's
you
my
do?
Friend. We got a song together, like two. Yeah.
We
got a nice song on the Ghost House on our daughter.
Ituba.
And Ituba. It's got songs, man. Bulo's good.
Where is he from?
I don't know where he's from, but he's in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your what's your favorite piano song so far this year? Do you hear that? It sounds like a piano.
There's so many, bro. It's unfair. Because the songs that you'll forget. I know the song you're going to mention by Tyler ICU.
Yes.
I know. Like,
Mnige.
Yeah.
Mnige. That was too much.
I know you're going to mention
Mnige. Get him, Mnige.
I'm sold.
I don't know.
Tyler was smoking something there, bro.
Is it bigger than, because Tyler... Nagnigi 2, baby.
I know, that one is, that's old, man. That's old, man.
No, no,
that's old, my man.
To me, it's not about how old it is.
They were playing it in Dubai, so it's old.
No one played it, they played.
Yeah, you played it. Because you're old.
Says the man who played. Fuck it.
What did he play? Oh, no.
Yeah?
What did he play?
Oh, no. One thing about me, right? I will play an old song. emits new songs. And to me, it's about the music. You know, there's DJs who will play just new songs.
I enjoyed your set, though, so yes. By the way, so I
did. There's DJs, different kind of DJs. Yeah, there's DJs who will play only new songs.
Yeah.
Me, I will play old, new songs, mm-hmm. whatever, but the journey of the set makes sense and it's beautiful to the ear.
Yeah.
It's not about exclusivity. Mm-hmm. It's not about, it's about, oh, shit, after this song, I need a song that's happy. And if it happens to be Tuela Banyana, Tuela Banyana, but no Baisisa, I'll play it, right? Mm. Then I'll play the newest song, Tete Mega. You know Tete Mega? Then I'll play Tete Mega. Or I'll play J Music, Kanye West. Do you know J Music, Kanye West? It's a new, you don't know J Music, Kanye West. That's the newest song. At the moment, my favorite song is J Music, Kanye West. Tete Mega, I fucking love it. It was a new song. It dropped 2 weeks ago, right? Mm. But I'll play them with old music. And because it's like in the age of Shazam, you can't really have an exclusive set unless Oaks. Ooh! Did you hear the song opened with at Dubai?
Huh?
Fuck.
Uban.
Sfazo.
Sfazo's killing it.
Sfazo's
killing it right now. And
my man.
Oh!
You remember this song when I dropped it?
Oh, beautiful. We know how to get flagged for that.
No, it's unreleased. You so, don't.
You see, Sfazo and T-Man SA killing it right now.
Okay. T-Man SA is killing
it right now.
Musa Dembazo is killing it. DJ Ali T is murderous. Okay, this song is by Sfazo, ne? You see the girl who sang on
Kelvin Momo. What's that song that I like?
Yes. What's you can fool. Never fool.
You can never fool.
Nanette. So this is DJ Sfazo RT Leave You featuring Nanette and the superstar saxophonist I told him yesterday, you're a fucking superstar.
Mm.
J-Sax.
Mm.
Did you see J-Sax when he performed Girls Lose It? Like, and then he does, he plays and he laughs with them. Like, then he plays.
Hi, bro. Hi.
I'm blowing this horn, later gonna blow mine, right? Wow. J-Sax is a superstar, bro. Wow. Shout out to J-Sax. I can't wait for his music.
Did you see how much niggas were gigging this long weekend, bro?
I just saw Dali Wonga.
Huh?
Dali Wonga's got like 30 million gigs. And you understand why niggas wear like a sneaker for 40,000 rands. I was like gigging, bro.
Bro, I was sitting there looking at niggas' gig guides, right? Tell me, Ghost Lady, Mapurisa, how many did he have?
He had 18.
18 gigs, right?
18
from
gigs.
Wednesday, from Wednesday,
from
right?
Wednesday.
Huh?
So now, let's just say, roughly, he's charging, I don't know, it's Mapurisa, right? 40K maybe? A gig?
Okay, let's say two are like favors of the regular guys who have been booking him since.
Yeah, okay, before. Cool.
And to him, that's like 20K maybe, 15K maybe, or 10K.
But then also there's also international gigs, like outside the country where he charges more. Mm. So let's just say the average is 40K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we agree on 40K?
Okay, let's agree on this.
Let's agree on 30, 25, 30. Because
but it's international gigs, so we can agree on 40.
Yes, because there's average, in those 18, there may be favors,
yes,
but there are also international gigs, so they balance out.
But yeah. Doc, you know Jason, right? He'll tell you that niggas will say they charge. That's why when I saw Zexpon doing his price list, niggas will say they charge 80, but they will take 25K. And that's still good money. 30K,
for the sake
that's
of the podcast, it's 40K.
Okay.
It's 40K. Times by 18. Let's see how much this nigga made this weekend.
And the Mets at home. I was acting like it's calculating. Hey, man.
No.
720K.
Imagine.
That's a lot of money, dog.
Imagine.
This weekend alone. When we're Vuga 9 to 5. Where's Amalene?
Seven the SARS.
Umali man Saban.
Instagram. Oh.
720K, Ghost Lady.
Imagine.
Ooh. From gigging.
Just yeah, gigs. Man.
And let's be honest, DJing is a scam, bro. You sit there for an hour and you mix two songs together. Like, come on, like it's not brain surgery.
I can also be a DJ.
Oh, please do.
Imagine.
Yeah, but you're right. It's artists work harder on stage than DJs.
Yeah.
Right? But Uncle Waffles works for him. I didn't know she was that thick. I'll be honest.
Is she thick?
Yes. I didn't know.
I was also surprised.
I thought she was like a slender girl.
Yeah.
Then I saw a video with Sierra, then all her videos, I'm like, oh, she's thick now. Yay.
All right, she's too young for me, man. I'm not even looking at that.
No, I'm not. But she's legal now. She's not like 16 or 15.
She looks 15, 16, bro.
Oh, come on. Now
with those.
I wouldn't date her. She's too young to date. But I can see.
She just looks like she had a period last week, man.
So you think people don't have their periods anymore?
Huh?
Menopause. He's like, he's a man who pauses now. Like, oh, menopause now.
God, wait. She just started.
No, man. When I look at her, she just looks young, bro.
Nah, that's...
Like,
that's...
when I look at her, I see my daughter, bro.
Nah, she's an
For
adult.
For real,
what
bro?
Do you mean? Like, she's an adult.
Nah, man. Fact checker. What are you fact-checking here?
She's an adult. Come on. She's giving us her age.
Yeah, she's 23. She was born in 2000.
Yeah,
an adult.
But wait, you
You've
can be
dated a 23-year-old and a younger year old.
Wait, you can be 23.
In your 30s.
Whoa, bro.
In your 30s, have you not smashed a 23-year-old or 22-year-old?
No, when I met my lady, she was 21. I was
30.
7 years old. I'm 28.
Ah, you're 28, see.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Go on now with your Uncle Waffles.
Go on now.
Let's see how far that gets.
Didn't she just start her period last week?
Oh. Tolis Kia. She probably didn't even remove his Kia Saka from the Cardi's packaging.
Yes.
You know those keys they put you to buy in Cardi's? They give you when you're 21. She even had unwrapped that and you had already unwrapped her.
So what I'm saying, you can be 21 but look 16.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be 30 and look 16.
Yeah, you can be 35 and look 36. 16. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Thank you.
Thank you. You cheat myself.
But what's crazy is my Purisa did 18 gigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 720K. We're just presuming, like assumptions.
Hypothetically, probably maybe 300K realistically.
We don't know. Right?
Yeah, why but it
so
could be
low?
Wages. That's a lot of money.
But
800K is a lot of money.
But here's the thing.
For weekend.
Here's the thing. Uncle Waffles charges no less than $20,000 an hour.
Man, those are highly inflated prices,
no.
bro.
In
those
SA,
are thick prices.
In SA, or are we talking? Because she remember she's doing
no one is paying that, bro.
Right now.
What do you mean?
Coachella
doesn't matter.
Maybe will pay that, but not the everyday club.
Yeah, not South Africa.
So you think she's going to charge Coachella $20,000 and come back and charge 20,000 rand?
Oh, yes.
40. Maybe. 40.
Ah, come on, guys.
Are you telling me Uncle Waffles is not going to... My man, let's say it's 10 minutes from her house.
Mm.
It's money. It's free money. It's 40,000 rands. And it's a sneaker or whatever for her. She'll do it. And she loves DJing, doesn't she?
When last did you see her on a local flyer? Exactly.
I don't know, but I don't see on flyers at all because I don't follow her even on Instagram. Because
she's international. She's not going to come back here and settle for 20,000 rands.
I concede. Okay, fair enough. Mm. Go on.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
She's not charging 200K. Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Or so 400K.
Saying, yeah, so I'm saying
that's
she
400K, $20,000.
Yeah, so I'm saying she kills all these niggas with one gig. That's all I was trying to say.
Oh, shit.
Like with one gig. My putter says to do 18 gigs. She does one and she's killed all of them.
Wow.
But that's the world, man, these days. She's a female. She's beautiful. She's hot. She dances. She gets booked. And people would rather see her behind the decks doing her thing than a nigga. And that's just the world, isn't it?
She's well-branded, bro. I think more than anything. And
also,
that Drake cosign was dope, man. I mean, if you got a Drake cosign, dog, you'd be gigging like fucking crazy. I mean, how many gigs did you have this weekend?
The same as you. The same as you, nigga. And I haven't even had a big smash hit song in the country. But the same as you. Just from podcasting.
Yes.
up our game, dog.
Nah, man, time. It all depends with time. Look, Kelvin Momo is gigging like crazy, but it's not from the Drake cosign. And he had a Drake cosign, but it's from the beautiful music he makes. Mm. So everybody pops for different reason at a different time. And it's Uncle Waffle's time. And you're right, shout out to her team because they are actually handling it well. We see other girls on Twitter shaking their boobs on the decks and like pointing someone at the back of the club, throwing the boob at her. Then they throw the boob back. It's like rugby now, you know, with the boob. Like, they do all sorts of things, but they still don't get bookings. But with Uncle Waffle, she's done it so well and branded herself. And shout out to her. And that's what Black Coffee was saying. We need more of that. Mm. You know, more of just DJs doing their own things and different things, because it is an art form and it will expand as time goes on.
You know, we've been saying for a long time on the show, Ghost Lady,
yeah,
that like...
I love that you've changed your tune on Uncle Waffles, though.
What do you mean?
You used to think she's just like... Okay, you're still saying DJing is a scam, but you weren't giving her the credit for the work she's been doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're always saying she's not the real deal.
Yeah, she's a fake. She can't DJ.
Yeah. Mixtape DJs.
Yeah. Sure.
So you've changed your tune. He's like, now you want the feature... Now he wants a feature. He wants a feature. And I was like, changing his tune. So we had to remind him, whoa. We see what you're saying. Nice enough. But we love that you've changed your tune. And it's normal to change your tune. It's like what Musi did. Did you see Musi My Money? His tweet. This nigga.
Oh, with Gaten McKenzie. Yeah.
This nigga, Gaten McKenzie, so he's always been saying that Ahmad, Tapelo Ahmad, was the mayor of Joburg. Mm. He's not fit enough to be mayor, right?
Yeah.
And he's always been wanting him out. So Tapelo Ahmad then said he's resigning. And then Musi was like, yeah, Gaten must never become mayor. He's a gangster, thug, convicted criminal. And then I tweeted and said, he's going to delete this and apologize by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Come end of the day, he's deleted and he's retracted and he's apologized. And it's a big man's game to see that maybe I was wrong about this one, you know? And change your tune. There's absolutely nothing wrong. On Twitter, they say it's folding. There's nothing wrong with folding when you realize that, okay, Lana, I got it wrong. Because we're all human. You can get it wrong sometimes. Mm. And sometimes you can get it wrong, but initially you had assumed things based on the norm, vele vele. Because vele vele, initially it was like, but now she's proving, she's standing, you know, the test of time. So shout out to you.
Okay. Oh shit, we're so rude, man. We didn't even say hi. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We are back from Dubai, baby. Habibi. How are you, Habibi?
I've come from Dubai.
Welcome to Dubai.
Welcome.
Habibi.
So Paduka is here, Black Studio is here.
Oh, yeah.
Fact Checker is here. Fact Checker, we missed you, man.
Hey, Fact Checker.
Where have you been, man? What's been going on, Fact Checker? Please explain, because you know you got fans now, right?
Yeah.
I have fans.
Yeah, they've got a Twitter account for you.
Hey, what's Fact Checker? Yeah. Like, Habibi, Fact Checker.
I was at home studying, trying to secure the degrees.
Oh. Yeah.
Didn't you have a funeral? Ghost Lady said you had a funeral.
That was the week before Dubai. I went to the funeral, and then I chilled at home. I stayed at home.
I wish people could see. You look so amazing.
Yeah, you do, man.
You're wearing a dress that's showing the full thigh and leg on the one side, and then it's sparkles.
It's an evening dress.
It's got sparkles.
She looks amazing.
Blinging, and then you've got a thick layer of makeup. What's the occasion?
Are you DJing tonight?
I wish. Yep. No, I'm going to a graduation ceremony.
Oh.
Graduation party. Yeah.
Dope.
My friend's boyfriend. So, yeah.
Are those lit? Like graduation parties? I never went, so I wouldn't know.
I'm just going to support a friend. Mm. She did it for her boyfriend, so I'm just there for moral support. That's it.
But you look good, man.
Yeah, you look amazing. You look great, Fact Checker.
Sadly, Simpiwe couldn't make it today. Because when we're coming back from Dubai.
Yeah.
Some people got into a car accident, man.
Yeah, he landed at the airport, Ubered home.
Just move your mic there so people can see. Just move it down.
I can't see.
Tibla, please check there. I think people can't see, so people must see. Is it fine now? Yeah, yeah, you're saying?
Thanks, bro. I'm fine.
Is it fine
this
now?
Side, this one.
Must move it down a bit more.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, move it down.
Yeah, just move it down a bit more. Yeah, cool. There we go. Perfect. Cool. Yeah. You were saying?
Yeah, man. We got to the airport. All went home, obviously. Everybody Ubered or collected.
Ubered as well.
Yeah. Then Ubered home. And
must
then...
I tell you my Uber story?
What's your Uber story?
So from Dubai, right?
Yeah.
I requested an Uber. A Tesla comes. Right?
Okay.
First time in a Tesla.
Yeah.
Takes me to the airport. I'm looking at the Tesla. I'm like, fuck, they scammed us here. It's plain, dog. It's basic.
Yeah, the Teslas are like that. The dashboard doesn't have 30 million buttons. Yeah. It's like literally just like
minimalist vibes.
Minimalist vibes, but the technology.
So I get in
out
there.
Out of this world.
Get in there. We fucking around with the Tesla the whole 30 minutes to the airport. Then I land in SA, bro. Then I request.
Corolla! Rolling up!
Bro, I waited literally for 30 minutes for my Uber.
Wow.
And when the guy comes, he's like, I saw this Bali. I took other people. He took the wrong people.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Imagine. I'm like, welcome to SA.
Yeah,
there's always a harsh reality check when you arrive.
So I found that weird, man. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, South Africa.
Yeah. Load shedding in the area.
Load shedding. There's no free lights on the freeway, even when there's no load shedding. Yeah. Did you see the Dubai freeways?
Hey.
It's like, whoa. Like,
bro, they have a building.
Like heaven or something. It's 2 a.m. The highways are like 16 lanes, or about seven lanes. Oh, what's the maths? It's wrong there, but like it's many lanes. Many lanes. It's bright.
I forgot eight and eight.
It's bright.
Bro, they have a building with a light that just goes up for no reason. It just goes up.
Then it makes a face when it gets up. It's like,
it comes down.
We could use all that extra electricity they have there. Like,
so we're like, electricity.
Lights just lights. How? It lights up. How?
Changes like, colors. You're like, no.
You're like, Your mirror in the hotel, the mirror just lights up.
Sure.
Like, no. You choose the race. See yourself Indian. Going up. Everything. The one day that you're gonna choose the sun. I swear to God, what color this? People will vote for the yellow sun, black sun. They'll just like Dubai.
Did you go to that building you wanted to go?
Which one?
The one that's like the nicest building in the world.
I didn't, bro.
What's
it
called?
Most beautiful. It's dubbed the most beautiful building in the world. It's the Museum of the Future. Man, I need a rematch with Dubai.
Me too. No, I said
I need a rematch with Dubai. I didn't get enough time.
We didn't have enough time.
I didn't
guys.
Go to the Burj Khalifa.
Ghost Lady, don't lie. You're always in the room. We call it room service.
No.
With the Mnaga.
Service a rooming.
No. Then Saul took the cup. When you were always in the room. Not until then we were out.
When was I in the room?
Yeah, you were always in the room.
When?
You became MIA.
Mention
after
when.
After your woman came.
When was I in the room?
And Ghost Lady.
Those were rumors. I was never in the room. Those were just rumors. That's why they're called rumors. When people are making things up.
So Ghost Lady wanted to come with us to Zim. So I'm like, why? So you want to see the room service in there?
To order ice and pizza from the room.
Because I was going to take another gator. Hi guys, we're enjoying our life.
Wait, but on a serious note, what are you guys doing in the room the whole day? You're in Dubai and you want to.
We never stayed in the room. We were outside. We actually were always shopping. We went shopping.
What did you get?
A lot of clothes for
it's
our.
It's expensive there, but Dubai.
It is expensive.
What did you buy for yourself?
I bought clothes. I bought clothes for my children.
Louis Vuitton?
No. I didn't go to the designer.
Burberry?
No. We didn't get there.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't get
so what, to the what clothes did you buy?
What
did you buy to buy Ackermans?
No, not Ackermans.
What would you buy in Dubai then if you're not going to get Burberry? If you're not going to get a small Burberry handbag for like 30,000 rands.
No. I got some nice stuff, like some few items at Zara, which are obviously.
You went to Dubai to buy at Zara?
Not just that. There were other shops. I can't remember their names, but they've got beautiful clothes, guys, like beautiful stuff.
You're a fancy woman. You should have got your Burberry and that's. Swipe, Beverly jacket. Beverly Chas.
Yeah, but I'm you need a rematch,
though. I'm not on brands. Like, I'm not, like brand. You know, especially things that are very pricey.
Nah.
I know how to get a good bag, handbag. It doesn't have to be 50K.
You should have went to Lifestyle.
I can get a nice bag for probably 2,000 and I'm happy.
You should have gone to Outlet Mall. Do you know Outlet Mall?
The fake... Is it not the fake ones?
It's not the fake ones. It's not the fake ones. There's Outlet Mall.
Yeah.
That's the mall.
That's why we need to go back.
TiVos had told me to go to Outlet Mall. TiVos from Kaya.
Yeah.
You know, they got Outlet Mall. You know, they got
so you get those like high-end brands. Like,
wait, my woman got me this, not, by the way. So I must put on the set. But carry on while I open it.
Let's see.
Why not you deal locally? The way you pull out a corner, the way you shape a corner, boy. She got assistance. She got
a PP.
Oh, for the show.
For the show.
Oh, a baby.
A PP.
In camera. Oh. Dope, man.
It's so easy to make you happy. Yes, man.
Right, just get a toy.
Just get a toy in yard.
That was close.
She was
toy.
Swiping, you know, the high end brands. Eh?
Ah, she fucked me over.
What in contact? In contact.
Boy, in contact.
80,000.
At that time, I can't call her because you know you can't call in Dubai. Yeah, what's her hand?
200,000 in contact. Doing email. Whoa, holy man, boy. Yeah, when I'm saying this, man.
I'm sure they were like, this is 5K, baby.
But on a serious note, so yeah, Simpiwo, we're talking about Simpiwo, guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
You gotta be serious now, man. He's probably watching this in his hospital bed.
Yeah, so we all got back, then everybody Ubered home and stuff. And then following day, following day, I'm at the car wash. Neo podcast, Miss Call, Tato, Black Studios, Miss Call. Mm. In fact, Neo called me when I was on a call, and by the time I hung up, I saw another Miss Call from Tato. I knew something was wrong because I know the Monday episode is done; it's uploaded. So I called Neo. I'm like, "Yo, what's wrong?" Then it's like, "Yeah, man."
People love that episode, by the way.
They loved
your duck.
Oh yeah, your duck, random duck. Pedals.
Jesus.
They loved it as much
as we
loved
it. We need a t-shirt, man.
Floating like a duck, but pedaling. Underneath. Imagine. Oh, guys. I was in Dubai. But in context, you would understand.
So Faith was what? She was pedaling, but floating.
Underneath the water, pedaling. Hot for her life, but on the surface, floating like a duck with all the elegance of a duck.
Right? Anyway, yes.
Well, yeah, then I called Neo back. I'm like, nah, something's wrong if these guys are calling me, you know, short space of time. Then I'm like, Neo, yo, bro, what's wrong? It's like, yeah, man, no, thingy, bro, Spiway got into an accident. I'm like, whoa. So I'm thinking, maybe not with the Uber, but maybe because he did say he wants to go home. Because remember, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, Spirit was his first time abroad. Well, he's been to Botswana and Swaziland. That doesn't count.
I've never seen him snap on WhatsApp like that, bro.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
5 minutes.
Spirit had fun, like, massively.
Massive. So did Black Studio.
Him, Tibla. Hey,
did you see Tato on the way back? He cleaned 10 bottles of...
Not 10. It was 25.
That was Tibla.
25.
Yeah. 25 of Henny.
Of Henny.
So on the flight, it's got these small bottles of Henny. That's like a bottle, a full bottle of Henny. Like, wow. Another one. They started giving him gin. You know, the whole stock.
And do you know
plate.
How he was getting? You know how he accumulated all of those? He would order here, and then he gets, and then he walks to another spot inside the flight and orders from another.
Wow.
That's how he got, real. That's actually, no one knew, they didn't see that actually.
Yeah.
He's got
and
too
that's
much.
That's cool, man. I mean, it's whatever. Like, hey, fucking hell. You know, the Emirates must.
That's not cool, man. 25, bro.
The airline must provide. Come on. They pay for the flights, or the flights they pay for.
Yeah.
They must have the time of their lives. You went through that phase in your life as well when you ordered everything, but now
Umzimba. Wait, wait, what everything?
AJ Vumi. Just that the boys are fun. AJ Vumi.
Wait, what everything?
I couldn't believe when I went to Dubai. I didn't even order a single drink. I slept. You've went through the period in of ordering everything on the flight.
Wait.
We're not going to Ghana.
Yes, I am.
See them bringing it. When they bringing the Hennessy and so the boys are fun, man. You know that's what the service is there for.
Shit.
But yeah, he got into an accident, man, and he was in a hospital. I know you went to go see him. He's in Alberton Netcare.
Yeah,
I went to go see him as well.
Oh, you went to go see him?
Yeah, I went to go see him definitely.
Because I got a call from his
school's in Alberton, so I'm always around there.
I got a call from his older brother, and he's like, yo, this is Simpiwa's older brother. Mm-hmm. Simpiwa just got in a car accident. I was like, whoa.
I know the older brother.
You know, because, like, with car accidents, dog, like, it's scary because anything can happen.
Anything.
You know what I mean? And then he's like, no, he's at ICU. And then the next day I went to go see him. So when I went to go see him, bro, literally I'm there, and then his mother comes in, right? So, like, me and his mother are having a heart-to-heart because I was explaining to him because I spoke to Zimpiwe. I'm like, yo, dude, are you good? He's like, no. His jaw was fucked up. His spine is fucked. You can see, like, he looked like pretty ugly, you know, after Nug Music beat him up or whoever. Who beat him up? Who beat him up?
Pretty ugly.
Who beat up
Casper?
Casper, yeah. He looked like that.
Damn.
Well, I won. I'm like, hey, poison, grand. But I was just happy that he could talk and he could move.
So he was, like, fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. His face was
doesn't
bad.
Look like himself.
No, yeah, it didn't look like himself. So I'm there with his mother. Guess what happens, dog? We in ICU. Do you understand? We in ICU.
Yeah, man. Intensive care.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm with his mother. We busy having a one-on-one. It's the first time I've met his mother. You know what I mean? Three doctors left their patients to come take a picture.
How?
Jesus Christ! Fuck.
How?
I'm like. I was like, yo, bro, like, can't you read the room? Like, this is not the type of place where you can, you know what I mean?
Wait, who's not reading the room?
The doctors.
But weren't they taking pictures of what? Wait.
Of you?
Yes.
They were taking pictures of him.
No.
Are they going to take pictures of him?
No. Why are they taking pictures of
him? To observe and analyze.
No, like, they're chillers.
He's never seen such a big face before. He looks like pretty ugly. They said he was good looking. Now he has lost his buntle. Oh, they're taking pictures with you. Fan pictures. Fan. Oh, fuck.
And they left their patience, dog.
But I'm sure they're
in ICU.
And you're losing your patience. Like, motherfuckers, I'm telling you this nigga's mom.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's just losing their patience.
Bro, and you know you can't say no. You know what I mean?
But I was like, you can.
You know.
I say no, you can.
Nah, bro.
You can.
I don't have a problem with pictures, but I mean, like,
I
read
love
the
pictures.
Room,
I love pictures. It was my daughter's birthday, we're Gold of City, and I just told people, I'm with my daughter. Even when I'm out with her for lunch, I'm with my daughter, no pictures. So you could tell them, dude, my friend is fighting for his life. I'm with his mom. You want pictures.
Yeah.
And you're professionals. No pictures. Wait for me. I'll be gone in the next hour. You'll take pictures when I'm gone. Tell them. Nothing. I tell people, nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, no, but it was good vibes. I asked him, are you sound, you know?
Are you safe and sound? And then you have a problem. You couldn't read the robots.
You're like, yeah, I'm amp. I'm here, I'm amp. Let's go. Fuck it out.
No, but bro, thank God, man. Like, yeah, so he doesn't remember coming. So what happened is he took an Uber to his house, and then he was driving from his house to go see his mother in Benoni, and he doesn't remember anything, and he crashed. I still don't know what happened, but he doesn't remember anything. But thank God he's alive, because, you know, with accidents, anything can happen, bro.
Yeah. Thank God he's alive, and thank God it didn't involve another car.
Because
when it involves another car, you can survive, and the people in the other car won't survive. And sometimes it may have been your fault, because I know in Dubai, you know, we're in a different country.
Yeah.
All of us barely got sleep, you know what I mean? Between shooting the podcast, between having leisure time to explore the city, between having fun and everything else, you know what I mean? You barely sleep, and sometimes... When it's your first time on such a long flight, really, it's difficult to just sleep. Let's be honest. You know, like a kid in a candy store, you're going to watch all the movies, listen, all that stuff and whatnot. So it does make sense as well. And I'm just glad he's alive and it wasn't involving anybody else.
100%.
Yeah.
Life is more important than cars.
More important than cars. I mean, I was in an accident just pure, you know. That's the first time I met his older brother. So he said, I'm like, I know that nigga. I woke up and I was in his car. Like, how?
Hey. Explain that car accident. What happened? Explain.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Spirit knows what happened. So we're coming, it was 2020. I think it was during the Mikalo days when we used to frequent Mikalo a lot, right? And Mikalo was the only place open. Left with Spirit. He was dropping me off in Hillbrow and we were driving. And then I woke up at 10 a.m. I was in Spirit's brother's car at his place in Benoni. And he was in fact driving me to Hillbrow. And I'm like, hey, man. What's going on?
They carried you inside the car?
Yeah, they carried me.
So apparently, because I met Sipiwe's older brother, he said they crashed the car, towed the car, and got it to Benoni while Saul was still sleeping throughout
so
the whole
time. So I was in the tow truck. For real.
So they were...
I mean, it they're like, send out boats. We got to tow this nigga. Fucking hell. Put me in the tow truck, in the car, smashed as it was. Gone.
Oh, wow.
I think they got a crane or something to take me out the car and lift me, put me in a different car. I don't know how they did it. Just found myself 10 minutes from home. Like, damn, what happened? We're in an accident. Like, for real, like, what happened? A truck smashed into us. A truck, like, whoa. The car's a right-off. The car's pure crash is a new car.
Yeah.
You know it's old car. Smashed. Right off. I was sleeping throughout.
Jeez.
You know, I'm sleeping, whoa, probably in my dreams there, in a flight. The pilot was like, there's gonna be some turbulence, and that the crash of the turbulence. The flight, oh shit! Yeah, you did say fire. Like, no, you know, a truck is smashing into us. I'm fucking wild, bro. Just got home. Then I got home, slept the whole day. Called people 2 days later, like, yo, bro, we're in an accident. Like, yeah, dog, a truck smashed into us. Like, whoa, for real? A truck smashed into us? Your car's a write-off? Send me a picture. The car is like a ball. And I don't know, I was sleeping in there. That's where I was like, God exists, man. Hey,
that was wild, bro.
I remember I was in it could be a fatal accident. But me, the thing is about me, I put seatbelts on all the time. Like, I'll get into a car, seatbelt. And I think that's what, you know? It makes me buckle up. Yeah, but like, yeah, man, and I'm glad he doesn't remember everything, because you can imagine the sound of steel, concrete, crash, collision.
But anyway, so as soon as I landed, I couldn't wait to watch Adulting, the new episode.
Oh, shit! Yeah. Adulting! And I told
did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it, Ghost Lady?
Yeah, you know I'm addicted to Adulting now. It's actually such a beautiful
production. What was your red flag? I got a red flag for y'all.
Let's start with the side chick.
Let's start with you.
For me, it was a side chick.
Yeah.
Who is really like... putting yourself in this family and really going after. Remember the guy, what's his name? The married guy.
Mpo.
Yes, Mpo.
Mpo, yeah.
And he's got a side chick there. And now, at first, the side chick gave him a bag for the birthday.
Yes.
The wife's birthday, right?
Yes.
To give to the wife.
Yes.
Which
so
he took.
To give context.
That's wild, man.
This nigga's married.
Who the fuck does that?
He's got a side chick. Side chick buys a purse that he gives to his main girl.
Magic.
On her birthday.
The first red flag was, you'll continue. The first red flag, how does the side chick know it's the woman's birthday?
Instagram.
Thank she followed you. Her.
The first red flag is, Mpo's side chick, forgot the name. What's her name? But
can you check for us, please?
Speaks Sotho.
Yeah.
I forgot the name.
She'll get it for us.
Spindile.
Yes.
The side chick follows the nigga's wife and likes like 1,000 pictures. Now, you know what Instagram does.
Why do you guys do that?
What? Yes. Why do you do that? Follow your
side chick?
No, but you once were.
You have been.
And it was before Instagram.
Okay, we got fed check.
Okay, you sent a friend request on Facebook and then you poked the wife. Gante, you're poking the nigga back at the ranch.
Oh, a BBM.
Yes, the nigga's in Dubai. Her BBM.
I sent a ping.
No, but okay, put your. You've never done it, right?
Yeah.
But you're a lady, right?
Yeah.
Put your shoes.
In her pussy.
Ah, put your shoes. Also, you are saying it.
Any section of my shoes. So, you know, take the two shoes.
So that's what Booger meant when... Two shoes.
Booger, two shoes. Like, Alena, sama fusa. Two pair of sneakers. Sama fusa.
I tend to have fire.
Wow. No, okay. Okay, I know what you're asking and I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
There are some, I guess, side chicks who know their place and it's like, okay, I'm here to just to be a side, that's it. Then there's some who actually want, like, the role of being the wife and they're obsessed with the wife because they want that space. They are intrigued. Number one, it's obviously sometimes that the man is talking too much about the wife and or it's making it seem like as if they are very happy and protective and then they want to understand more of that.
Yeah, life, but that guy, family. Mpo, made it clear from the beginning. He's like, yo, listen, I got a wife and kids.
Yes,
they are off bounds.
Yeah.
But she's still pursued to follow the wife.
You can't guarantee that. That's what I'm saying. There are some who understand the role of the side chick and there are some who are...
So what's Pindile's case?
She's obsessed. She wants to be a wife.
She really wants to be upgraded. Ne?
She wants to be upgraded. She's obsessed. Like, she wants to actually... They must break up. I think she's just after them, like, falling apart. Like, breaking the family. That's what she's after.
But I understand her. Because with my lady, I started off as a side nigga.
Yeah.
Then...
Damn!
Oh, so you broke. You also... Damn.
Yeah, I was a side nigga. Though.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I need to be upgraded. Man.
And then what did you do? Huh? Were you following also...
Damn!
Yeah? Did you follow the nigga?
Damn,
what did you do?
For real, bro.
Yeah, I was a side nigga, dog.
Damn.
I've never told you.
I think you've said that you're a side.
Yeah, I was a side.
But what did you do?
Huh?
How did you kick him out of the...
It's easy. To kick niggas... It's so... The easiest job on earth is to kick a nigga who's got a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't appreciate it.
Yes.
It's the easiest.
Yes, yes. Okay. Can I eat my boy? This is why I missed you.
It's easy,
this is why I missed you.
No, it's easy.
I knew I missed you for a reason. Yeah.
It's easy. To kick a nigga doesn't appreciate his woman.
Okay.
It's easy. Ooh. It's the easiest thing. A simple good morning, beautiful, because she's not even getting it from the nigga.
Oh.
A simple call at 3 p.m. You know, like how a relationship gets so old that you don't even video call one another during the
day. Well, I used to call her on Heifeld and say, what song do you want to hear live on the air?
Ooh. Ah! Uti, why when you went broke, that lady, you know, held the fort? He's like, that nigga used to call me at high stuff, nigga. Fuck it, I'm buying this in Kumasi, this mini meal for this motherfucker with my own money. Shout out, dog. It's easy though, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to take a woman from a nigga who doesn't appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you. Oh, it's the easiest thing.
But with
thing.
Adulting, the story that resonates with me is that guy who wants his daughter, man. The Kasi guy. What's his name? I keep forgetting.
But he's a red flag. Because, like,
you think he's a red flag?
Yeah, he's a red flag. Like, that nigga... That nigga's a red flag. Like, let's say he was doing the show, no? And then he's getting that cup, and it's like 2 meters away from him. There's no need to go.
Yeah.
Go 2 meters, you know?
Yeah.
That nigga could be in the kitchen, you know, going to the living room to see his favorite act.
I saw that.
But he's one of the most phenomenal actors.
His story, I resonate with it, man.
Why? You've never been denied access to your kids.
But that's why I'm thinking, like, if I was in his shoes.
Oh, as a father.
I'd go crazy. You know what I mean?
Bro.
But don't you guys...
But did you understand his story better? I think after they had that whole, you know, when they were making out with Natasha, the mother, before...
Yeah, they
the
fucked. Baby mom, yeah. Just before she
before
died.
Before she just died, yeah. That's when I understood the story even more. Because remember how it just always looked like, hey, Natasha, there's issues, issues. But it's almost like these two had an understanding of why she was depriving him of seeing the child because of his ways. And it seemed like this guy was not in a good... place.
And finally, our nigga BU left.
Has he? Because the show ended with
ended
him
when
leaving.
He's leaving.
In his drawers.
The show ended because he's been given red flags all the time. Shame. I mean, even the car when it was bought, she had done something. She had hit him. Mm. Right? Mm. And then got the car. And when they took him out for shopping, he was hit as well. No, no, no. When he got the car, he found his MEC sugar mama sucking two niggas' dicks, remember?
Imagine.
Yeah. And then she bought the car. This one, Ketua was sucking dicks. Come on now.
Ketua
was sucking dicks. Beth, it's Beth on adulting, but it's Ketua in our heads. It'll forever be Ketua. You know, she was sucking dicks and then bought the GTI, right? And then now she
They needed Tao in that scene. He sucked his dick. How many times?
You know, and that she's a red flag because then she can't apologize. She was always doing things. And then now the straw that broke, well, BU's back or the camel's back was when she hit him. Mm. But let's be honest, man, right? I'm not one for women hitting men, but he had fucked up. Mm. Dude, you are seeing this girl from prom.
No. Uh-uh.
What?
Get abuse.
No, abuse is abuse, but he fucked up.
She doesn't want the feminists coming for her.
No.
Oh, are you standing up?
No. Because you want to say he deserved it.
No. My man.
You got to die, man. Hi. But he fucked up.
The duck is upside down.
You are now above water. Please come beneath the water and see the pedaling.
Okay, all right.
It's like pedal.
Okay.
No, but come on, man. Like, dude, this woman, okay, Tengle Moto, it's like a Golf 8 GTI or whatever, right? Yeah. It's like, and then the next thing, he borrows 500K from this woman. Mm. Now, number one, your niggas are always shitting on you because you wear the skirts in your relationship.
Yeah.
You don't do shit. You don't earn anything. You don't bring home the bacon, nothing. Your livelihood, your lifestyle is all funded by this lady.
Yeah.
And this very same lady gives you 500K. And she gave you this money because you lied, saying it's for business. Gandhi's for you to spend on a side chick when actually you could actually be using it to hustle and leave the house and stand on your own as a man.
Yeah.
But he's using it to fuck girls. Like, oh, what kind of lack of focus is that? What level of lack of focus is that? Mm. That's another. I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Before he even got hit, I was like, dude, 500K. You could literally start your own business and be your own man like your friends.
And that party was lame that he threw.
It was lame. It was weak.
That was not worth 500, you know?
Yeah, like, but there's a thing about him, right? So I was like, ah, now again, daughter. Then back to Nevamshai, which is wrong, but he fucked up, man. Yeah. Like, ah, Joe. You know, so I think that was a red flag. And also, I got a red flag from someone I didn't expect.
Who?
Unkanyezi.
Who's that one?
What? No, it's the...
The girl. The girl who's dating Mbonga. The
oh, yeah, me too. I know what you're saying. I'll listen.
Which red flag?
Bossy.
Slightly, yes.
Judging the friends.
Yes! Uncle. Never do that as a woman.
Yes.
Never judge Abanganbami. Whether it's going to Hyde Park, going to Centini, going to go to right? And I've got boys, friends from childhood. But maybe some don't work and we do go and they're not exploiting me. They're not getting me into trouble. They're not influencing me, but it's pure friendship. And if one is a mechanic, or they come to my house, we chill, watch whatever, listen to music, talk, Briars, boys. Those are my boys. They're my friends.
Yeah.
I would rather have those fake friends than fake. That's why I don't have industry friends.
Danko.
Oh, then rich friends just to.
Yeah, I can't make friends because I want something from you. You know?
Okay.
Oh, let me befriend this guy because I'm going to make a song with them or whatever. You know what I mean? I got to vibrate with your energy. It's a bit grand. It's a bit nandi, yabo. So sometimes you only get that from your true friends.
100%.
No, they're not perfect. I'm not perfect.
Oh, you know, yeah, clearly.
Ah, what's a proof, boy? What's a proof? So I test that, man. What's a proof? You know what I mean? I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you said clearly. I'm not perfect. Look at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my friends may not be perfect. So for her to come from a point of privilege as a suburban raised girl to then say to Bonga because he just got an 80 million rand deal or 300 million rand deal, property deal. Hey, don't befriend these guys.
You can't do that. Mashabela is going to shit on
us. No, he's got a plastic bag. Yo, he's watching this. Yo.
Yo. We don't have studios, chief.
Yo, hey, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Champagne, apa, yo.
Nothing, Tish.
Oh, Tibla! He's sober again. Thank you, man. In Dubai, Tibla was never going to offer me a Tish. In Dubai, oh, please. Yeah, man, but like that was a big red flag, man. That touched me, man. Don't judge my friends, you know? Because I think life is a cycle, and all of us generally become, all of us at some point were that friend.
Yeah,
100%. Who had nothing.
Yes, yes. And if you let you, Igapo, if you let you.
Yes, yes, yes. There was a time in your friendship where the niggas who now maybe can say, eh, mek, I'm going to 5,000. You were the one who was like, and even worse, you were asking for like 5 clip or something, you know?
Imagine.
Like, I'm something a 5 clip or boy, Igazoli, whatever. Now if you let you, it's them. But there was a time where their woman could have said, I don't like Mac.
Yeah.
Every time you're buying when you go to clubs.
100%.
And women will always do that. Those be like, why is it you buying? Why is it? But you know the history of why it's you buying.
And it's deeper than that.
It's deeper than just, I've got money. No.
Because some days we're no grand. Some days we're not grand.
Women don't get that bond between niggas.
Why is so, that?
Big no, red I flag. Get that. Big red I get flag. That. Yeah. No, because I'm just saying when I'm listening to you guys, there are some friends that let's say my husband has that actually probably didn't finish, you know, like their tertiary, like he did, he was able to finish and you know get the nice job, but they didn't, and obviously maybe but they are still back kokasi. So it's like I'm very respectful of them, you know.
Are
like,
you?
I know, no, you know.
Are you?
And one day they might be the mayor of Joburg.
Exactly.
Yeah, one day, but you don't know how God works in crazy ways. One day they may.
And
be
us
like,
with niggas, like our friendship is. Not based on like
on
pity.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Especially when you've been friends for a long time.
I remember
it's
in
not
December,
based on what you have.
Actually, well, one friend who's from back home who doesn't work, you know, he hasn't worked ever since, basically, because he never finished his tertiary.
Yeah.
Like, we actually, I remember I was like, no, let's ask him to take care of our house when we went on holiday. So he came through, he chilled, you know, he enjoyed, you know, so it's like, just to, also for him to just have another experience of just being, not always just kokasi, chilling, you know, doing nothing.
One guy I wish I was friends with is Designer. Did you hear what happened to Designer?
Designer?
Yeah, you know what the rapper. Mean?
Oh, I got holes on Atlanta.
Yeah.
Simple than them in the panda. Yeah. What happened?
You got caught masturbating on a plane.
Exactly. I'm like, is that the story that you're going to tell? No, that's not good.
You want to help him masturbate?
No, man.
You want to help him panda? But what happened to his holes in Atlanta? What? Where's it? I thought he had hoes in Atlanta. What happened to his hoes in Atlanta?
Oh,
why is he masturbating on a flight?
No, I get where he's coming from because on the way back from Dubai, I got a hand job.
Ah.
You got your hand job on a flight?
Yeah.
That was your come up.
Because at least you had your woman there.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming in, boy. Hey.
And Tato was behind us, so I had to check if he's sleeping.
Okay. Wait. How does it happen? Okay, so the flight attendant is coming through.
Yeah.
How do you convince her to give you a hand job?
No, I could have got the blanket.
You've got a blanket. You cover up.
Yeah.
Oh. So we have the blanket.
You cover up.
So the flight attendant is not scared that she'll lose her job for giving you a hand job.
No, it's my lady.
Oh. It's woman. No. So.
Oh, it's a woman. So,
Bible.
Hi, boy. But like, she must attend. They attendants because they attend to your needs. Oh, you woman.
How what, guys?
Oh, you woman. Oh, she gave you a hand job.
Yeah.
So the only hump you got is the camel. They chasing guave. I'm chasing guave. I'm chasing guave. Damn, oh, you got a handjob from your woman.
Yeah.
Not from the flight attendant. If you got it from the flight attendant, it would be Emirates Airways. Emirates Airlines. Emirates Airlines. Emirates. Welcome to Emirates Airlines.
Hey, Tato.
Don't worry, I'm in safe hands.
Tato was saying, no wonder you were sleeping when he woke up.
I could have had like 20 Hennessy's.
Oh, damn. Okay, so your woman gave you a hand job.
Yeah, man. So I get where your designer's coming from. But it's wild what he said. Did you hear what he said? Why he did it?
So wait. So your woman just like, you got those blankets and then?
Yeah, you got the blankets. And I was like, hey, what am I going to do? And then, the rest is history.
Man, I'm never if I'm on an Emirates flight, I'm never using any of those blankets for flying. Because it could have been his. And it could have been jizz.
Wash them, and because they put them in, they package them in.
Nah, if there was jizz at any point, no.
The hotel sheets that you use, what has happened? Who was there before you?
Hey, and there's couples like you and Naga who don't leave that room.
So
fuck you now. So I might not even need to book hotels now.
Listen to what designer.
You and Naga.
Listen to what designer said. So after landing,
statement.
Yeah, after landing in Minneapolis, authorities say they spoke with designer who told them it all happened because he didn't really get much coochie while in Japan and was brick hard.
Oh damn! The ladies in Japan aren't giving it up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? That's why.
Oh shit!
You've never done anything kinky in the plane.
So there's no roadkill in Japan.
I don't tell.
We don't know, Chief.
We'll find out when you go.
Oh, we have chillers in Japan.
Who do you have?
Konnichiwa.
Chillers in Japan. Konnichiwa. Yes.
Isn't it Chinese?
Konnichiwa.
What did you say, ghost lady?
Oh, yes. You said Konnichiwa is Chinese.
No, it's Japanese. Konnichiwa.
Bakswil, yes. Asikswamara Bakswil. Konnichiwa is Japanese.
No, I probably think we have South Africans living in Japan.
Yeah.
But
Japanese people are very adaptable and they like things, you know. I mean, okay, look at hip-hop. It's such a big community, hip-hop community in Japan.
If you're from Japan and you're not diaspora, so you're not from SA, drop a Japan flag. We want to see something.
Yes, we want to see something.
Fuck, man, I feel like we haven't spoken about anything that's been happening this week, bro.
Yeah.
Should I go through some of the things that's been happening?
Yeah, let's run quickly through them. But, I mean, that's the podcast, right? Sometimes we don't talk about things that's been happening.
I feel like I need to go back and start Rock the Girls condoms again.
Hey.
Because there's a shortage of condoms in the country.
Oh, I heard a show on condoms.
Is it the choice condoms? Or is it those?
Definitely the choice condoms. Yeah. The ones at pharmacies you always find.
There's been a spike in sexually transmitted infection cases in Gauteng, in part due to a shortage of condoms. The Gauteng Department of Health said STIs, including male.
So this is the urethra. Syndrome. Does it become big? Does it become inflamed, the urethra?
Yeah, increased from 5,486 to 6,034 between Feb 22 and Feb this year.
I don't believe that, man.
Yeah?
I think it's just a number. Maybe there is a shortage, but if you really need a condom, you'll get a condom.
A 2.5...
There's condoms for $10. Espiza, they sell condom in one. They even removed them from the packs. How about my friend, Espiza? You'll get a condom for R5 or R10. Mm. A trust or something. You'll get a condom. If you need a condom, you'll get a condom. Obviously, maybe about 3 o'clock, it's value we pass it. But to the point that there's a surge in a particular number, I just think they're pinning it on condoms. Ugh, come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, man. I haven't used a condom in years, man.
Phew.
Well, we can tell, nigga. You're printing out birth certificates every 2 weeks. Hey, Mac, where are you, nigga? Come to, I've got a prior ending. I'm at home affairs. I'm collecting a bunch of
A 2.5 million crocodile was stolen in the Northwest.
Who steals a fucking crocodile,
bro?
Out of all things, guys.
Out of all things, you're going to steal a fucking crocodile.
A crocodile was stolen in the Northwest, leading to the arrest of three men. Police spokesperson Colonel Adele Maybach said the croc was stolen from a crocodile farm in Hartbeesfontein.
Hartbees, it's Hartbees, yeah.
Yeah. Police and nature conservation officers traced the 2.5 million Nile crocodile to an abandoned farmhouse where it was discovered. Yeah, where it was discovered hidden under the tree branches. Forgive me, I'm a bit drunk, man. This grandeur is going in, man.
Fuck, I can tell, man.
Yeah, man. But they understand the story, right?
I do. Someone stole a crocodile.
Yeah.
There's a demand for crocodiles. Someone out there, what do they need? Because we know from rhinos, they want horns. Mm. And they don't steal the rhino. They kill it and then dehorn it. Mm. Crocodiles, what's the end goal? Are you selling the whole croc?
Well, you after the either meat or the skin. I don't know.
Bantakangwenya, sicelani sitsheleni ukuthi kwenzakalani kusuke nihambe nitshetshe ama-crocodile. Yazi abantu bakangwenya. Phela yiba bakwazi ukukhuluma nawe yabo. Hey. Sawubona
Nkosi. Maybe someone's wife said, I need crocs.
Fact checker, please, just help us.
Fact checker has been ringing her bell. Fact checker, silzwini pelako. Fact checker, ngwenya.
I was just double checking. It's not 25 million, it's 25,000.
Yeah.
25,000?
Yes, you added in a few extra.
For the crocodile?
Yes, that's how much it's worth.
Yeah, but we're drunk now, fact checker. You can't be doing facts when you're drunk, man. We're drunk.
They could have just got a.
We're drunk here, man.
They could have just got a Lacoste t-shirt that is speaks for 25,000, right? Why do you need to steal a whole live crocodile? Save the same purpose. Damn. But I saw that article. It's a million in the article.
Man.
Is
I'm
it
drunk,
two,
man.
2.5 meter?
Yeah, 2.5. Talking the size of
wait,
the
wait, size. wait. Oh,
it's the size.
2.5 meters. No, the crocodile was 2.5 meters. That one is worth 2.5 million. That is 2.5 meter.
Meter.
It's long. Length. Meter. Length.
Let. Oh my God, 2.5
million.
I mean, who are paying 2.5 meters. Let. 2.5 meters.
All right, let me try read this.
Million.
Okay, let me try read this.
Meter let.
Ghostly, pray for me.
Okay, all right.
I've got the next story.
That's okay. Why every time Nalele says, "Call it meter," you have meters. Kid. No one in the lady now got four kids. She's asked for a million, 3 meter baby. Oh, fuck, shit. You have meat. Now we get it.
Yes. The podcast.
No, you must bring those condoms back, bro.
No.
Hey. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go.
All right. Ah,
fuck, wish me luck, all right. A 32-year-old man has appeared in an Eastern Cape... Oh, fuck. A 32-year-old man has appeared in an Eastern Cape magistrate court charged with unlawful possession of a human tissue, a man's penis.
Fucking hell.
Hey.
Police spokesperson Macho Lankoli said the man was arrested by members of the public after they allegedly found him in possession of a male body part at a shopping mall in Butterworth on Thursday. It is believed he was looking for a buyer. Nkotli said preliminary. Yes, that one. Investigation has revealed that a private part was removed, cut from a 60-year-old man in O.R. Tambo district. The victim is in hospital.
The victim. How do they know the victim? They know the victim. So this thing, I want someone to report that my dick has been cut off. Oh.
And how is this one looking for a buyer?
And you're probably fine. He was looking for the buyer at the mall for like 3 days. But people thought he's just selling cigarettes. Like, I'm taking some cows and cows and cows. I'm taking some cows. Oh, quiet, quiet, turn around, quiet. God. Till someone, when you try buy, they realize it's a 60-year-old penis.
How do you recognize such a thing?
So can you still live if they cut off your penis?
I guess
unless
so.
You was dead or something or ended up in hospital.
Eh?
Because you're going to lose blood, right? You're going to lose lots of blood because there's veins going there. Jesus Christ. Did they say you went to go report at the police station?
Eh?
No. He was just in San a shopping.
How do you even say it? San Monani. Hey, the report. The report on Baba. Hey.
They took it.
Ngize angiphelelanga. You know, we shouldn't be laughing at this, right? It's not right.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. Someone out there can relate and knows the pain. Oh,
damn. So if he lives, I would wish I died, bro. Like, I don't want to lie. Like,
Speak, Fetchek.
I'm waiting for Saul to finish. Yes, a man can live without their genitals, but that explains a bit.
No, that's castration, genitals. Yes, but dick?
Yes, your penis. Penis. Of, your private part, you can survive without it. Yeah. You can live without it.
Oh, then we must then say people who rape must get their dicks cut then. Yeah. But the problem is with South Africa, the constitution is too much.
Yeah.
Then they must cut people who rape. Then if they can live, even better. That's the perfect punishment. That's a good solution.
Yeah.
I agree.
When you're running for presidency, man, I agree.
Hey, man. Nah.
Who would vote for Saul if you ran for president?
Yeah. Would you vote for me if I ran for president?
Okay, what would you change? Okay, tell us what you change.
Yeah, people who rape must get their dicks chopped off, number one. Number two, I'd remove us out of that ICC, that Rome statute thing that expects us to arrest Putin, number one. And then number three, having gone to countries like Dubai, I would genuinely nationalize a lot of things. Because there you realize that the government runs a lot of things, but not for themselves to loot and stuff, but to benefit the people. I mean, in Zim, I know the gold mafia, and it's what you were partly saying as well. The gold mafia thing is it's a problem. But in Zim, to get a mine, or when they discover, if you discover, let's say, gold in your yard, to get a mine and a mining license to start extracting those minerals doesn't cost a lot. Literally doesn't cost a lot. Yes, the extracting of it and going down deep, but in Zim apparently can discover these minerals not by going too far deep into the ground. Do you get me? And to get that, there's no red tape. In South Africa, if your hue is like here, it's black, like me, it's difficult. There's red tape. Government makes it impossible for you to start mining, start extracting the wealth, and actually making money. Now, one of the guys in Dubai was telling us that, now this is just him saying this, that there was a mine discontinued or stopped being functional in Zim in the 60s or whatever.
By white people,
Yeah. The queen, the queen owns a lot of mines there, or she did. She's passed on now. But then there was another mineral discovered, and the mine was up and running, and white people just always rock up in these villages with these empty trucks, you know, normal empty trucks, and when they leave, the trucks are looking up because they're heavy, they've got loads.
Yeah. And they pay the
locals.
There's
no red tape. Yeah, so I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't, like loosen the red tape because we're the people of the soil here, but we can't eat from the soil. There's so much red tape. I bet you even now, you can't just farm. You could just farm. Bomkwebo have lots of land. I don't think they can just farm. There's so much red tape and all these things. And generally, people who have that on lockdown is the white people. You know, the paperwork and resources and all. So that's what I would really look into. Maybe not centralize it and let it be owned by the government, but just loosen, you know, even business, to start a business. I know they've tried with CIPC. I mean, registering a company is less than $200. But I'd also have laws such as, if foreigners want to come into the country, make money from our country, our labor, our human capital, our natural resources and natural capital, they must partner up with a South African. Japanese oaks, or Chinese oaks can come here, set up towers in Sandton, have all Chinese staff flown in here, and South Africans are the security guards. If they're lucky, it could be other nationalities. And they just make the money and go. And no South Africa benefits. South African benefits from it.
Prostitution?
Legalize it. Because it's always been there. It's the oldest profession. And if you legalize it, if a prostitute gets killed, or if a prostitute gets raped, then they can report it.
Report.
Remember, the law legally. Hey, now the PA become a law 101. Or 1A is coming into effect. If you and I are performing crime, we're going to rob our sound guy. And then when we get there, or let's say we're going to rob our president, when we get to the president's house, the couch has got billions of rand stuffed in it. And I steal the money, but we agree to share it, and I don't share it with you. I can't go to the police and report it. Why? Because we're engaging in crime. So you can't report that by nature because it's a crime. We can't report it. So then how does a prostitute report when they were raped, when they were committing a crime in their rape? So I'd legalize it because it's happening anyway.
Yeah.
Corrupt politicians.
Arrest them. That's how we get to a level like Dubai, bro, where we serve the people and the people need to be served. We're there to serve. We're elected by the people. We don't work for us. And we're not elected because we're special or whatever. We're elected because the people elected us. Now, it's worse in countries where people don't even get elected. It's by bloodline. It's royalty. Yet they do more than people who are elected by the people. Are the sheikhs elected?
No, it's by bloodline.
It's by bloodline. And they do shit for their people. And guess what? They still live in beautiful big palaces and are in Brabas and for 10 million rand cars. And they're not even elected. Arrest them. You must be there to serve the people. It's like if you're a hire waiter to serve people and all they do is eat the people's food. By the time the people get the food, there's nothing. What does a person do? The one who owns the restaurant, he fires them. So you must fire them.
I'm voting for Saul, guys.
They all start like this. They all start like this.
No, but she's right. Freedom for all, right?
Yeah.
Freedom for all, right? That's how it all starts. The slogan is freedom for all, it's whatever.
But you know what I found phenomenal there inside in Dubai is that you have a country that is literally all the working class, basically. It's all these, it's foreigners, right? And
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, the but citizens don't work.
No.
Citizens don't work, they get money, they're taken care of.
They're taken care of.
Emiratis don't work.
Guys, for the people, because remember, these people are from all these countries where there's corruption, high levels of crime, but they are able to get to Dubai and behave. I'm like, that's one thing for me. It's like, because it's a country, obviously, there's no crime, literally.
You know why? Because there's law enforcement.
Yeah. Like the law enforcement, that side is on another level, and I'd love that for
some. And here, there's no leadership.
For example, our crew, including me. There's a lot of people here who smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
But we know the laws of the country.
None of y'all smoked weed.
If you get caught with weed, you get arrested, 5 years or whatever, you go to jail. And we know that they enforce the laws. Now, South Africa is a beautiful constitution, maybe not so beautiful because we can't kill people who kill people. Yeah. But we've got rules. But guess what?
There's no consequences.
We've got laws, but we don't enforce them.
Yeah.
So there's no law enforcement, effective law enforcement. So people come here, they do as they fucking please.
Yep.
We went to Dubai. We had the time of our life. We didn't smoke weed. Why? Because weed is being smoked. It's not allowed to be smoked. And if you get caught,
bro, don't even...
and if someone who works in the hotel senses or smells, they reported. And when you come back,
don't even talk about weed, bro. Black Diamond couldn't perform because they didn't have a permit.
Imagine.
Yes.
They didn't have a permit.
Black Diamond couldn't perform. If they were cold, in Dubai, they would say, ah, maybe.
No, you did that joke last week. You did it last week.
Ah, fuck you. So I told her last week. Yeah. I told her last week. And he was laughing. And they were laughing.
And I told her last week.
Black Diamond couldn't perform. They didn't have a permit. So I was like, if they're cold in Dubai, they don't ask questions. But if you're Black Diamond, they want to see a permit.
You know?
It's not funny though, right?
Yeah. But you're right though.
But yeah, it's a law.
There's no consequence here, bro.
Please fact check. I saw a South African last week tweeting that someone in Singapore got executed because they'd been caught with 100 gram or a gram.
Wow.
Of weed.
Jeez.
And then the guy is like, what's your opinion? What's your thought? What do you mean, what's my thoughts? It's the law of the country. They say, not this. We don't allow it in our country. So you, 1 gram is 1 gram, bro. You can't be lenient. That's why people are like, bros, let's go to South Africa. We don't sell this thing. The government, they allow. The government, they allow.
Yeah.
And then
bros.
And then I was bros, the government really allow. You get me? Because if you're being lenient, you don't enforce your laws. Sometimes laws are draconian, laws are too strict, too harsh.
It starts from the law. Bro, it starts from the top. There's no lawlessness in the top.
Thank you.
There's no leadership.
Bro, I smoke. If you smoke cigarettes, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Bro,
if you come to my house and I'm like, no cigarettes smoked in my house, guess what? You can't smoke cigarettes in my house. It's that simple. No matter how unrealistic, impractical, and fucked up it is, you follow the laws if you're in my house.
Penduka. The fucking politicians, everybody at the top is stealing money. They're stealing PPE money. They're fucking making money from load shedding. What do you expect people at the bottom to do?
They've got all these trucks. And yes, exactly. If the top is rotten, the head is rotten, so shall the bottom.
You must lead from the top.
Yeah.
That's look at this podcast.
Bro, yeah. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. As Kuluman in Dubai, I'm in Dubai mall, but spend 500,000. I'm here,
Konang. None of us got a camel.
You must lead by example.
No, but on the real though, man, like for real, like it's disgusting. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man.
If it's going to be a free for all, it's going to be a free for all, you know?
Fact checker.
Yes, there was a man who was executed on Wednesday. He was sentenced in 2018 for carrying 1 kg of cannabis. His name is Tangaraju Supai.
It was 1 kg.
And he was 46 years old when he passed.
Oksala, it's a lot, guys. It's 1 kg. The laws may be... maybe inhumane, then I feel for the citizens, right? But if you are aware of the laws and they are fucked up, they may be inhumane, some of them, because there are some countries with inhumane laws. I mean, there's a bill now in Uganda being passed, right? About sexuality and stuff. That is fucked up. And if I wouldn't go there because I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to die. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go. But sometimes you feel for the locals because they're stuck now in this country and they've got these laws enforced on them.
Oh, I remember that law.
But then, yes. But then there's some other laws like in Tsango, guys. No matter what in Tsango, then stay again. But you can't go to another country.
So you would never move to Dubai because of the Tsango law?
No, unless I'm going to give up weed, which is not a problem. Weed is not even addictive. You know what I mean? I mean, went to Dubai for how many days, had the time of my life. Last thing on my mind was weed.
But you'd never stay there?
I'd never stay in Dubai because it's so beautiful, but I love nature. And it's not about the money, even if I had all the money in the world. I may have an apartment that I go to like 4 times a year for a week or 2 weeks and leave and then rent it out, Airbnb out. But to live there, it's so superficial. It's so fake. It's beautiful, but it's not real. I want to walk. You know, there's nothing like in Joburg, man. Or sometimes, and drive to a hill on a suburb and have a nice view. I know we've got a man-made forest. Nah, it's too plastic for me. It's beautiful for a week and a short stay. I'd never live there. If I was a citizen, maybe with all the perks.
South Shia next time, then.
Yeah.
We'll bring Fed Checker.
I'm moving to Dubai.
Yeah, man, I love it, man.
I love that place.
You wouldn't move, bro. You would. It's nice for a short stay. Living in Dubai.
Anyway, on a lighter note, guys.
Rachel was not even there. He was in Angola. Because sometimes the Africanness, bro, wants to go black. And the nature, you know. There's no elephant and giraffes and thingy in Dubai. There's no animals in Dubai. It's hot in Dubai. There aren't nice fruits. Did you taste the fruit? Mm-mm. The fruit is not even nice at the hotel because the fruit is imported. They don't even grow their own fruit. Yeah, you go to Woolies, you know it's the South African mango, and it's the best tasting thing ever. Fucking hell, I'm not moving to Dubai.
No, some of Woolworths. It's not.
Mention a fruit, Woolworths don't come nandi.
No. All Woolworths fruits are delicious.
All food.
Yes,
that's
all food grown. From.
Organic. Like, hey, boating.
Yeah, but Woolworths was. At some point, Woolworths was. The food was coming. Everything was coming from Israel.
Oh, into Israel.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. But hey.
That's why it's so delicious.
Yeah, but hey, they got some taste. I know. Those fruits are not from. That fruit is not from Israel.
Anyway, on a lighter note, shout out to Lady Do. She dropped an album finally.
Oh, I'm Pin Jam.
She's got new songs to perform now because she's been having the same set for like how long now?
Well.
But Lady Do is always featured on some nice song album somewhere. It may not be her. She may not be the main artist.
Yeah.
But she may be featured, but she's.
My favorite song on the album is there's a track called Oyini.
I know Oyini. Oh, she said to you me, love Oyini. Oyini is beautiful, right? Oyini is amazing.
Fuck. I love Poison.
You like Poison?
Yep. Yeah,
for real?
Poison.
Have you heard it?
Heard the album.
You haven't heard the album?
But shout out. You know she's got a saloon.
Yes. Oh, she's doing big things, man.
Yeah, man. A saloon like a four-star. So beautiful. Like.
Oh, nice.
And she's into this thing of buying property and flipping it around. That's like proper. And when you go to Dubai, that's when you realize the value of real estate.
Yeah.
Bro, piano is saving the kids, bro.
Piano is
saving the kids.
Piano is saving so many families, bro.
And then rest in peace to Moja Love. Sorry, Jerry Springer. He passed away at the age of 79.
Oh yeah. No,
Jerry Springer is the original Moja Love, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well, so Moja can run.
He's the original Moja Love, man.
That's the first, like, now that I'm older, I realize it was trash TV, but back then, it was like, oh shit, this is dope.
This is dope.
It was trash TV, and I know there's some woke people out there like, yeah, but he trashed the name of black people and whatnot. But it was the realities, number one, of a lot of
and you
black
saw
people.
A lot of white people there, too.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Also.
It was,
and,
it was
you know, white trash also has their own things. Those people in caravans and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he moved. He had a huge impact in the game.
Yeah.
You know, shock broadcasting. Yeah. It's like, that's it in its purest form. So shout out to him. Rest in peace to the legend, man. I used to enjoy Jerry Springer shows when I was still a kid. Impressionable, loved whatever keeps me glued to the screen.
Coast Lady, anything else you want to talk about?
Guys, did you hear about Teboho Tobejan?
What's going on?
Yeah, no. So she has moved and left. She's leaving South Africa with her son because it's just no longer safe for her.
She's going to Ghana, Nigeria. Where's she going?
Actually, Europe.
Europe.
Whoa, we're in Europe.
Don't know specifically.
Why don't you call her? Hold on.
Yeah, let's call her because she's part of the team.
No, she's part
when
of the
I
team.
When I saw
There's
that,
no
I'm like,
talk about it. Like, she's those celebrities.
She said, I spoke to her today. I'm like, can I call you today? She's like, nah, not today.
Oh.
So let's respect that, you know.
She's.
So has she left?
She's leaving in Europe for Europe.
Yeah.
Why? Europe doesn't deserve her.
Got no idea, bro.
She could go to Dubai because it's bloody safe there. Mm. You
know? Yeah, but it's also expensive and it's impractical. I wouldn't maybe want to raise my kid in Dubai. Mm. I mean, there's lots of kids, nice kids being raised in Dubai, but come on. But why is she leaving? I mean, she can go to the Western Cape or whatever. I mean, she'll go to like Garden Route. Wait, that's safe there. There's so many safe areas in South Africa. Konuk Shamans, Kuntangas, Jillion. And she doesn't want us to talk to her on the phone.
Yeah.
I love Tebogo, but Konuk Shamans.
That is unlike Tebogo.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Hold on.
Who's calling you?
I don't know. Hello?
Put them on loudspeaker.
I'll determine first if it's safe. Hello? Who's this? Who? Oh, PMD. Tell us about Space Piano.
I can't say much about Space Piano.
You're on the podcast. Tell us about Space Piano. Now you can say much.
Space Piano is the next biggest song.
Nah. Now he has everything to say about Space Piano. Now that is on the podcast. Fam, I'll call you back, yeah? Cool, man.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Nah, we covered a lot, man.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, the Western Cape wants to arrest Putin.
You think they're going to succeed?
No, they won't, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not a fucking sovereign country on their own.
It's just a show, man.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah.
It's just for show, bro.
And also, the thing is, it's our government's fault as well. Because they, like, they considered leaving the Rome Statute and didn't leave. We're still in the Rome Statute, even after we've realized that they're only convicting and arresting, charging and arresting African leaders and Middle Eastern leaders, right? Mm. What about the fucking England and France?
And they're most corrupt.
When they signed into, when NATO fucking invaded Libya, Muammar Gaddafi died and they killed him. And then they said no, but Muammar Gaddafi said he's gonna go door to door killing people who don't agree with X and Y policies or don't adhere to certain rules. Mm. What about when they said, when they invaded Afghanistan and said, we suspect there's a Bin Laden in here? What about all the other countries they invade when they say we suspect there's nuclear arms? Mm. Right? And these are all sovereign countries. And yes, Russia invaded Ukraine, and it's a sovereign country, and it's wrong to do that. But what about all the other countries that have been doing that? Hmm. And they don't convict these people. Now, when South Africa decides, the government decides to be a signatory to this thing, guess what? It's a law thing. And now you've signed as the South African government that it is law, and you agree to this thing. And when a criminal or a fugitive with an arrest warrant from that court come to South Africa, guess what? They're in contravention of that very same statute. Then you and I technically can actually even give the ICC a tip off that, hey, Putin is there by MacG's having a braai, frying his own people, Russians, arrest them. You know what I mean? So that's the problem, that they've left us in that dilemma because of indecisiveness. Just fucking decide if we're in this thing or not, and we should have been out of there ages ago. We did consider it, and we didn't leave. And now the ANC is saying they don't agree with us being in the ICC. But who's in government? It's you guys at the same time. It's like when the ANC, and they do this, they march against corruption and electricity problems and stuff. But you guys are the one in government. So can we decide so we're not going to have, what's his name?
I don't think MacGyver understands everything that you're saying.
No, I'm listening.
He does. You don't speak for yourself.
Yeah,
speak
for yourself.
It's fine not to understand.
He smiles when
you
smile.
You represent a big portion of South Africans and the youth. It's fine if you're lost.
I'm here.
You're here.
If you're
lost, waiting for
it's
him
fine.
To finish.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got the pieces.
You just killed my... I was going to say, hashtag, let's vote for Saul. But it's not going to land now.
No, it won't land.
Yeah.
Because half of the youth represented by Ghost Lady here is thinking, "Hey, Saul is boring now. Where are the puns? Where are the jokes? Where's the shit talk?" And that's all you guys want to hear. course, lady.
That's what I was listening.
Let's vote for Saul, guys.
You know what I mean? Nah, man. I think it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do another rant quickly, and then so I can do. I really want to do my hashtag Saul for president.
Alan, what's his name? Alan Wynn. And it's the BRICS summit is or conference or whatever. Putin is coming in August.
Hashtag Saul for president.
That's when wind is at its strongest.
Yeah.
Alan Wind.
Yeah. Hashtag Saul for president, guys.
Yay. The ICC, Saul, the ICC.
Come on, God.
Yes.
Who's your vice president, my king?
Are my king?
No.
Hey, that my king.
Hey.
Was a bribery. Just who's the vice president?
It's Mnaga. But you must change wives. No, it's Mnaga. It's Mnaga. Mnaga's got a good head on his shoulders.
Ah, man.
Podcast.
I know.
Obambi jackpot.
Yo.
Ne?
Yo.
Obambi jackpot, Mnaga. Yeah.
Podcast and chill out here, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, join us 30th July. Ne? It's July.
Yeah, it's July, bro.
Yes, it is July.
It's coming very soon.
Kabla's going to be there, dropping exclusives.
Yes, Makadzi, Mpo Pops, Robert Paul.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll put the lineup here, man.
If she hasn't left for Europe, she's going to be there with a big ass. Can't wait.
But Spio's Blesser is also coming.
Oh, yes. And Spio would have recovered, man.
Oh, definitely.
Spio, if you're watching this, we love you long time. Speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the members. Spio's shout out to Blesser. All the patrons. We really appreciate the love. And yeah, don't forget to get...
Spio's Blesser, I'm telling you ice cream. I'm fucking ice cream. The ice cream.
Oh, yeah. For ice cream.
Blast of Quarrus. It's not... We love Spio. Get it out of here. Speedy recovery, my boy. You're still doing libraries.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. Or if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.